like to officially welcome everyone to our Wednesday night product education conference call. My name is Amy Sandoval. I'm one of the owners and founders of Platinum Health Products, and we get together every Wednesday night to talk about products and talk about health challenges, and we just really try to spread a lot of information because our company, Platinum Health Products, is based on education, and so we want to do everything we can to educate you so you can go out and you can feel confident with the products that we offer and have the knowledge, and knowledge is power. So that's why we're here every Wednesday night. And I'm really lucky to have with us on, or have with me on the line tonight, David Sandoval, although he may not be able to stay for the whole call. He's racing through the city right now trying to get over to the TV station. He is going to be actually on WNYX TV tonight. If you're in the city, that it says it broadcasts locally on channel 35, and he's going to be on a TV program from 11 to 1 a.m. this morning. I'm sure not the whole time, but he's going to be having a segment with James, and I have no idea how to say the last name. Do you know how to say it, Dave? I'm sorry?
I said very carefully.
I can't even attempt it. But anyway, it's WNYX TV. It broadcasts locally on channel 35. And Dave is going to be live on TV tonight between 11 and 1 a.m. So hopefully if you're in that area, you can tune in or maybe set your TiVo to record that. So again, we have Dave with us for a little bit until he gets to the station. But we're really blessed and pleased to have on the line with us tonight Rafi Dillon, who's a phytochemical researcher and mineral expert, and he's going to be sharing with us all about our new product that we are launching. The product will be ready next week. It's called Ionic Elements, and it is a liquid mineral supplement, and basically this is coming to you by popular demand. We asked our members, what do you want to see? What do we need to round out our line of Platinum Health Products? And this was something that was heavily voted for. And so when our members talk, we listen. And what we do is then Dave went out and started researching, and because we obviously do not manufacture liquid minerals, and so before we will put a Platinum Health Products label on anything, we do a lot of diligence and a lot of research. And so we found what we believe is absolutely the best and highest quality mineral supplement that we are going to be selling through Platinum Health Products. So Dave, would you like to maybe give a little overview? Because I know your time is limited, and I want to make sure that you get out all the information that you need to before you have to go.
Okay, and all the sirens and the talking, that's coming from my end. first of all, I wanted to say that we're really happy to have Rafi on the line. He's a good friend as well. It's just a coincidence, in fact, that he happens to have what I believe are the finest trace mineral supplements or trace mineral source available on the planet. And we are basically a company that believes in offering the highest quality, the highest purity, and the most efficacious, meaning the ones that really make a difference in your body. And that is something that this product is going to provide. We have a far greater, much larger audience in Europe than we do in the United States at this point. And we have test marketed this product in Europe for the last several months, over a year. And in fact, it has quickly become one of the most popular, used, and talked about products. So because of that, we felt very comfortable bringing this product to the United States. I was great. Bringing this product to the United States, and once again, it will meet the standards of quality that our people demand. So, without too much more explanation, I wanted everyone to realize that there has been and will be the exact same quantities of minerals on Earth as there were since the beginning of time. In other words, there are not more and there are not less minerals. What does change is those minerals go from a high area to a low area. This has been happening. It's called erosion. And any time you've seen people panning for gold, they're getting the heaviest parts and of the gold. The gold sinks to the bottom, and they swirl it around, and the lighter things go away. Well, all of the earth is constantly involved in a sifting and a reprocessing, a redistribution of our minerals. And today's farmlands, because of agricultural practices, have been absolutely stripped of the vital minerals necessary to support human life. In fact, one study did show that our bodies can synthesize vitamins, but they can't synthesize minerals. In other words, our bodies can create vitamins that are needed, but they can't create minerals. Now, our bodies can transmutate minerals. They can take two or three different elements and create a third element, as we've talked about many times in our discussions. However, tonight we're going to talk about what I believe to be the finest source, bioavailable and all-natural, pure source of these minerals. And so with that, I'd like to welcome to our call tonight our friend Rafi. Rafi, are you out there?
Yes, I am, David.
Well,
thank you for the introduction.
Yes, Amy is typically the voice on the phone, and I help her out with this call, giving information, stats, statistics, science. Tonight, I would like to invite you to wear that hat. You are going to be the primary focus of the call. I know Amy has prepared a few questions. I have a couple as well. So I'd like to establish a question and answer format with Amy leading off, and with you hopefully able to give us some very insightful and meaningful answers. So, Amy, do you have a couple of questions for Rafi that you've prepared?
Awesome, I sure do. Yeah, thank you. Well, basically, we are launching a new product called Ionic Elements. It's a 4-ounce liquid mineral supplement. So, Rafi, can you tell all of our listeners and tell us what exactly is Ionic Elements? What are our consumers getting when they purchase a bottle of Ionic Elements?
Well, I want to first of all say it was a real joy working with David developing this product. And this product was designed and customized just for Platinum Health. Ionic Elements, you will be able to proudly introduce and not look back. David did not cut corners in this, and he wanted to introduce the highest quality minerals and also the minerals that would be bioavailable and at the same time absorbable. And we happen to have the technology to do exactly this. And what's unique about the Ionic Elements, and I could introduce many aspects of it, there are two liquid sources of minerals that are basically incubated together to come up with the Ionic Element complex. We happen to own the liquid mineral mines, which are mines that where we actually harvest liquid minerals that percolate from the ground up, and these are ancient ocean bed minerals, very very high electrolytes, 49.5% minerals, 50.5% water, naturally occurring. This would be an impossibility to recreate in our laboratory. But in nature, 49.5% minerals somehow do dissolve in water.
That's amazing. I mean, anybody who's ever learned about saturation points of liquids and the Brix level of liquids, Amy, imagine 49.5% solids and minerals. That's just unbelievable.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's absolutely.
In these minerals, we have over 70 trace minerals. We usually like to just say over 70. Even though we believe there are more than 80, it's just safer to say over 70. The highest constituent mineral in here is magnesium and magnesium, that is, the magnesium chloride. And magnesium chloride happens to be the most bioavailable form of magnesium. Most of the magnesium in the marketplace are usually magnesium citrate or magnesium malate, which basically means you have elemental magnesium oxide, and in the industry we chelate it or bond it with an amino acid like a citrate or a malate. What these amino acids do is they cheat the body to where the body now thinks it's absorbing an organic matter. so we have higher absorption. But eventually the body will realize that it is dealing with an elemental mineral still. So it is not a perfect science, but that is what the industry uses. What we've done with this liquid ionic trace minerals, which is high in over 70 trace minerals, including magnesium chloride, we now incubate it with fulvic organic minerals. Fulvic acids are derived from humic acids. And we take this liquid compound, which is not high in minerals, very neutral tasting, around 2.5% minerals, literally, but its value is the carbons and the soil organisms and the bacteria. And we incubate it where it bonds with the ionic trace minerals that are 49.5%. So what we end up with in the ionic elements is about 36% minerals. So it is not as high as the base mineral, which is 49.5%, but it is actually more potent than the 49.5% because now it is bonded with fulvic acids.
Wow. Now, fulvic acid is something that I hadn't really heard of until relatively recently, but I know there's been a lot of amazing research very recently on fulvic acid. Dave or Rafi, do you want to throw out maybe some of, maybe give a little teeny bit of background on fulvic acid in case some of our listeners aren't familiar with it, like I wasn't familiar with it?
Rafi, please.
The word fulvic acid is it doesn't do it justice because it has nothing to do with acidity as we know it. And if anything, it should actually have a neutral taste, a very watery taste. Basically, what fulvic acid is derived from is humic ore. When we make an extract from humic ore, what dissolves is fulvic acids, and what does not dissolve is left behind as the humic ore. Unfortunately, what happens in the industry, sulfuric acid and acids similar to it are used to make this extract because, first, they don't have the proper ore, or secondly, they do not know how to make the extraction without using acids. And what typically happens in the industry, when you taste fulvic acid, it has a vinegary taste, and people presume that's what it should taste like, when in reality, if you ever taste humic ore and you put it in your mouth, and I suggest to all my students to taste everything, it has a neutral taste. It's just like tasting your compost pile up in your backyard. It has no acidic taste. And it's always a good idea to taste your soil, too. As a gardener, it's always good to taste because that will tell you what the soil is really doing. So basically, humic acid is a neutral tasting process, product. So are the fulvic acids. But in reality, what consumers have seen, if you've ever purchased organic minerals in the industry, they usually will be mixed with flavors because they are so acidic tasting, no one would drink them.
Right.
So what we've done here is we've introduced for the first time a fulvic acid base that actually has not been denatured. That is a very important point for your members to remember. Now, for the defense of the organic minerals, in the industry they're sold as a mineral substitute. Well, the organic minerals usually that we, as I mentioned, we extract from humic acid, we get no more than 2% minerals. So a fulvic acid should really not be marketed in the industry as organic minerals. I don't want to name names, but there are a number of multi-levels out there that sell liquid organic minerals. One very famous one that doctors don't like. Well, it is a good source of a chelator, but not a very good source for as a mineral substitute. But what we do with the fulvic acid, we take it and incubate it with the high-concentrated liquid ionic trace minerals, which I mentioned is 49% mineral. So here we have a 2% organic mineral. There we have 49% high electrolyte minerals. We combine together, we get about a 36% a new complex, which is 10 times more potent than either one alone.
Awesome. Now,
if you could follow me there, I was trying to, it takes a little bit of concentration to follow there, but what we're saying is the combination of the two is more potent than the either two by themselves.
Absolutely. We talk about synergy or synergism all the time, that combining two things together is more potent than taking the two things individually, basically, I think is what we're trying to say here. Is that right?
Correct. Correct. And but what's also important is if we combine these two liquids together, we just add them together, in about 2 hours you'll see the two liquids separating, because one is heavy, one is light. What we're doing, which is very unique, and we could talk more about this in the future, in the ionic elements, we are incubating these two liquids to bond with each other. So there's something much more going on here, just blending two liquids together. And I don't want to dwell on that too much here, but we can print some articles on this explaining exactly what this means in the future.
Awesome. Well, that would be great. Now, this might be a silly or a dumb question, but I remember when I was a kid and my parents did, like, a lot of gardening, they always bought this stuff called peat moss or humus or something like that. They put it in their flower beds to make their plants grow. When you're talking about humic acid, is that something to do with, like, dirt, basically?
Well, it is, actually. Most of the research on humic acid and humates come from farming, and the research is about 300 years, and it comes from China and Russia. And, again, most of the research is from organic farming. What it's been used for is it was mainly used to chelate heavy metals and toxins out of soil.
Oh, okay. I never knew why they mixed in all this stuff in their flower beds, but I knew they always grew great flowers.
Okay. What you're talking about is actually something a little different, because humic acids will absorb moisture, and I think that's probably what they were using that for.
Oh.
But humates or fulvic acids were sprayed in farming to help bond with heavy metals. Basically, when you make a compost pile and you throw all the garbage and manure in there, these are really elemental minerals that the plant kingdom has a hard time absorbing.
Exactly.
What the compost pile will do in nature is the carbons in nature will attack the elemental minerals and bond with them, so the root system can now absorb the minerals.
Right.
Basically, what we're doing in our laboratory by incubating is we are recreating what happens in nature.
So that our bodies could then absorb the minerals just like
correct.
The roots of the plant.
It will also take some of the stress off of the kidneys, because otherwise the kidney will take the stress of all these minerals that we're taking.
Exactly. Now, let's talk a little bit about, because I was reading in some of your literature how the ionic elements can help balance the pH, because that's something that we're always talking about with our green foods, that most of us with the diets that we eat, we're much too acidic, and we're recommending that people take green foods, you know, 2 to 3 times a day to help balance and regulate that pH to move us to a more alkaline side of the pH. Tell us how the active ionic can help with the pH balance.
Well, both mineral compounds that we have in this combination of ionic elements help pH. And the reason greens help balance pH is because greens are high in magnesium.
Oh, awesome.
And magnesium, again, as I said, magnesium chloride is the best balancing agent for acidity in the body. And fulvic acids have also been known to alkalinize soil. So fulvic acid combined with magnesium, in this case natural magnesium, because there's a difference between even magnesium chloride made in laboratory and magnesium chloride found in plants, which is what you have in your capsules, in the green foods, and also magnesium chloride found in ocean.
Exactly.
The latter two are the natural forms.
Now, Rafi, you and I had some discussions about the results of people using some of your compounds that had skin problems, eczema, psoriasis, seborrhea. Would you comment on how these minerals might be affecting, you know, the skin condition?
Well, I mean, we actually even suggest, I'm not sure if you're going to in your literature, the ionic elements are designed to not only work internally, they can actually, and when you do take them internally, of course, you will see results with skin and hair, but if you want to receive immediate results, you can actually apply right in the area of the body where the problem exists. But besides that, it is also used, it can be used for insect bites. It will burn the area, but within 5 minutes you will not have any more inflammation, or at least you won't have any infection problems. It is used for a number of different skin conditions externally, even herpes. But again, what we suggest for humans, especially sensitive skin areas, that you dilute with water and test and see how your skin reacts to it before you apply the general area. And active ionic the ionic elements can be used for mouthwash. So if, when you gargle with it at night, you can add some water to it, of course. No bacteria will survive in your mouth.
That could be really nice for people that are fighting gingivitis or gum disease, I
Correct.
Would imagine.
Correct. You can just, gum could be so sensitive, you may want to use just your finger to massage the area, and in a few days you will be able to actually use a brush. And doctors usually will give patients salt to massage their gums after a dental operation, where in salt you're getting similar minerals without the organic minerals and very high sodium.
Right.
Here we're introducing better minerals without the side effects of the sodium.
Exactly.
Remember we're talking here about faster recovery from athletic, endurance activities, as well as better sleep patterns, because we've talked about the potassium-sodium balance, but magnesium is vital in that whole process, because magnesium will relax the muscles, allow them to become supple, and allow you to have deep, restful sleep. So an excellent combination with our tart cherry concentrate. I'm at the studio now, and I'm going to be going in to do the show. And so I'm gonna have to excuse myself now. But Rafi, you're amazing. I am having such just a good time listening to you talk about this. I'm going to be listening on the replay line. Amy, as usual, fantastic job. You make everybody feel comfortable, like they're sitting in your living room having this discussion. So thanks to both of you, and I will look forward to talking to everybody who is coming to the events. We're going to see you tomorrow night, Friday night, Saturday, and for those in Boston on Sunday, South Carolina, I'll see you on Thursday and Saturday, and really looking forward to it. And thanks again, everybody, for all the support that you've given this company and for your dedication to this cause of just making the world a better place by restoring some sanity, some purity, and some natural, truly natural aspects to our lives. So, again, Amy and Rafi, everybody out there, thank you very much.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Dave, and best of luck on the TV show tonight. I'm sure we've got a lot of people that are on the call that are going to tune into Channel 35 and be watching you in a couple hours.
Great. Thanks again, everybody.
Cool.
Bye.
Thank you.
Amy, does this mean we can party now that David's gone?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm glad we are talking about some of the benefits, because a lot of people ask me, well, why, I eat good and I take green drinks 3 times a day. I feel like I'm getting a lot of trace minerals. Do I really need to add this to my nutritional, supplement regimen? And I think by listening to you, the answer is yes, because of course there is minerals in the green drinks that we're doing. And if we eat organically, there is minerals in the food that we're consuming, but probably maybe not at the right ratios, or maybe not concentrated quite enough that we still do need to supplement with something or with the ionic element liquid.
Well, if the child has a superhuman body and the parents do everything correct, I would say the teenage years they may get away without the supplement. But as soon as we start aging, the body is just not going to be able to absorb the minerals from the foods we eat. And that's one of the biggest problems. Of course, as one develops more chronic conditions, extreme situation would be diabetics, they are not able to absorb the minerals, especially magnesium. Actually, what happens is with diabetics, they will release magnesium through their urine, so they will constantly be low in minerals.
Oh, wow.
So one of the things we will find with your clients that are hypoglycemic or hyperglycemic, that means sugars are low or high, which means they're right step before diabetes, they will normally have mood elevation problems. With people like this, you will see results immediately,
mm-hmm.
and they will be loyal friends forever because they won't have the mood peaks, which causes many lives to break up, marriages and business partnerships, mainly because the person is not in control when the sugars peak. And unfortunately, the prison population is full of hypoglycemic and hyperglycemic patients. Unfortunately, we punish them instead of assisting them.
Exactly. Well, I know that I just pulled out a bottle of we have our new shipment in that we're waiting for the labels to come in, and I put 20 drops in my bottle of water just tonight before we went on the call, and I could definitely use some mood elevation sometimes, you know, a very stressful day at work, you know, you forget to eat, things like that. So I'm definitely looking forward to including this in my supplement regimen. Also, we have a leader in Germany, Martina, and she works probably 10, 12-hour days. She's amazing. She's our biggest leader over in the European Platinum Health products, and she said that her mental focus, that after sitting at the computer hours and hours, sometimes you just lose focus and you say, I just have to take a break. I just can't think about this anymore. And she was amazed at the amount of mental clarity and focus that she was able to get after, you know, working 6 or 8 hours, taking some of the ionic elements in her water, and then just being able to go straight back to work. Not that I recommend people work 12-hour days, but some of us, if we work two jobs or if we're working during the day and going to school at night, we need a little help concentrating and focusing. So do you have any comments or maybe any other stories you'd like to share about mental focus or concentration?
Well, what I want to say, first of all, to your members, that what you did was incredible, that you would introduce it to Germany first. You tested it before you introduced it to your mass membership here. It took a lot of patience on your part, but you've had this product now for a year, and now you're introducing it to your U.S. membership. So it's not completely new to you. You've already had this in the marketplace long enough to get the positive feedback.
Absolutely.
What I want to say, just so one can understand the scope of how magnesium can work, which is in itself quite incredible, 300 biochemical reactions in the body depend on magnesium. So when we start making all these claims, they're not really exaggerations. 300 biochemical reactions. There is no other mineral in our body that can have that much reaction in the body. When we're talking about heart disease, where metabolic changes may be contributed to heart attacks and strokes, magnesium deficiencies are normally the number one cause of metabolic changes. When you have magnesium and osteoporosis connection, the risk factor for postmenopausal osteoporosis is again due to magnesium deficiencies. There's been many studies on this factor. And again, as I mentioned, diabetes, sugar imbalance. So when you think of magnesium, and now you have magnesium that's bonded with organic minerals, it's going to give you a product that works and a great story.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Martina has just been bragging and bragging about how awesome her own personal experience with the ionic elements is. And so I've got a bottle on my desk, and I tend to lose focus when I work really long and late hours, and so I'm definitely going to give it a try as well. So let's tell our listeners, how do we use the ionic elements. Like I had a 16-ounce bottle of water, and I put 20 drops in. Is that the best way to do it, or mix it in juice, or how would you recommend is the best way to take the product?
I think 20 drops in 16 ounces may be a little too much.
Okay.
Because when you drink water, you really want to quench your thirst.
Right.
At 20 drops, you're going to start tasting the minerals.
Right. I did notice it was a little strong.
Yeah, and you want to enjoy your water. I'm an avid lecturer on water, and I've written extensively on water. You can actually, we designed this combination to actually activate water. And you don't need that many drops to really charge water. So in your water, you want to add as much as you want, you feel, where the water tastes good. And normally, we suggest 1 to 2 drops in an ounce, but as low as even 1 drop an ounce. If you want to take the minerals as a supplement, then what you can do is have an ounce of juice or an ounce of water and put your 16, 20 drops in there and just take it in a one session instead of having to drink it all day long in your water.
Oh, got it. So basically you take a little shot of it and then, you know, with a, you know, mix it in an ounce or so of juice, just take a shot and you're done.
Right. We suggest 1 drop in an ounce of water, so you can add 16 drops in 16 ounces of water, and I suggest no more. But once you add your minerals to your water, what you want to do is chill your water,
because
the minerals will actually taste beautiful when they're cold. When they're not, it's just like drinking Coke, they don't taste good when they're warm.
Right.
Great analogy, Rafi. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, the optimum temperature for water is 39.2 Fahrenheit, so it is always suggested to keep your water refrigerator temperature, which is not an accident that refrigerator is 39.2, and also to keep your water dark. And those are two of the conditions that you can do with the conditions you have, but there's other conditions. But if you can keep your water cold and dark and add the minerals to it, it will actually taste very nicely. There are companies that use similar combinations to their reverse osmosis water when they manufacture water and charge 5 to 6 times more for their water by just adding a couple of drops of minerals in their water.
Wow.
You could basically do the same thing, because in each bottle you have 2,400 drops of minerals.
Wow.
So in every ounce you have 600 drops. So in 4 ounces you have 2,400 drops of minerals.
Awesome.
So that's one way of equating it if you need to see exactly how many drops you're getting a day and how long that will last you.
Exactly. Oh, that's awesome information. So you said 2,400 drops per Correct. Bottle?
Correct.
Great. I'm going to notate that down. Well, I am just very excited to add this to the line. I know we asked Rafi if he could carve out between 6 and 7 for us, and I know that we're getting close to 7, and I'm sure there's going to be some questions. But Dave or Rafi, is there anything else that you would like to kind of summarize or that we missed in our questions that we need to really get out there and let our customers know about our new product, Ionic Elements?
Well, I do want to say there's a lot of research on folic acid, because we haven't said enough for our folic acids. If one Googles folic acid, you will see incredible information. It's used in cancer therapy and in therapies that we cannot take credit for, and I don't suggest that your members make those claims, but the information is there, the research is there, and many people who are working with holistic doctors are familiar with the value of folic acids and its value for antiviral effects, but you're limited to what claims you can make in the industry you're in, so I'm not sure exactly what you can and cannot say,
exactly.
But you can see what it can do when you research it on the Internet. There's many, many applications for folic acids and even magnesium, but folic acids for antiviral situations.
awesome. I also wanted to point out, and as Rafi had mentioned before, there's many multi-level marketing companies selling different versions of colloidal minerals and trace minerals, and as he mentioned, so many of them add artificial flavorings and all types of things and preservatives.
There are no preservatives used. Actually, the mineral... Excuse me?
Oh, could you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I thought I had muted. Sorry for the noise.
There are no preservatives used in the ionic elements, and there are no acids used in the extraction process. That's very important to remember. And actually, when we have doctors who do muscle testing or dowsing with our product, they will test very, very high, because in the production we make sure at every step of the way that the vibration of the product stays at its optimum. That's very, very important part of our philosophy.
And us as well, and that's why we chose your product, is that we shy away from any binders, fillers, preservatives, anything that is not absolutely necessary in the product. We want the product in the most natural, pure form that we can get it, and so that's why your product met our standards, because it doesn't contain those artificial colors and preservatives like a lot of the
others. What's also nice is, Amy, it's only 4 ounces. Instead of shipping a 32-ounce bottle of concentrated juices, which is what most of the products out there are, they're cooked juices, and they add preservatives and flavoring and water. The first ingredient's always water.
Exactly.
So here you don't have to deal with the shipping and handling. You have a highly concentrated product that could be added to your bottled water and charger water. As I mentioned to you, we actually use a similar but not as potent combination to water companies, and they just add a few drops to their bottled water and charge literally 10 times for their water.
Wow.
You could be doing that yourself. To your juices and your water.
Exactly. Now let's talk about is the ionic elements safe or appropriate to give to the whole family, from children to healthy adults to elderly?
We give them to pregnant women and even nursing mothers who are usually lacking magnesium and calcium. So we have not seen any side effects at all. The only time you want to watch for is when a person has esophagus problems or digestion problems, where they have very sensitive lining in the esophagus. They may want to dilute it to a much higher degree than others.
Okay, awesome.
That's really the only thing, because it's very strong, then the magnesium is going to have a burning sensation.
What if someone has like an acid reflux problem or has an ulcer? Should they be concerned or dilute it out even more?
Correct, I would.
Great.
I would, or else they can use that externally, and through the skin it will penetrate. And I would dilute it quite a bit. So if you do have acid reflux, actually acid reflux depending, so not all acid reflux are the same result, but I would test it, and if you do react, then just keep diluting it down.
Diluting it a bit more. Great.
There is no permanent damage. The side effect of magnesium, and you have to take a lot of magnesium, is it will cause diarrhea for a short period of time. That is about it.
Right.
And of course, magnesium in this condition, especially if the person is not chronically ill, it will convert to calcium in the body.
Exactly, as Dave was talking about before, how minerals can actually transmutate, which is awesome. So this would be awesome for anyone worried about osteoporosis, obviously.
Correct. And depending how severe the damage is, they may want to also take a little bit of calcium. I'm sure you have a calcium product out there, or some of your greens to supplement, because if there is already major loss, you may want to supplement with a little bit of calcium too.
Exactly. Well, awesome. Well, I appreciate the information so much. We're really excited to get this product going. The label is almost complete. The product should be ready for shipping, I believe, next week. Sometime next week. We offer 4 ounces at suggested retail of $36. But again, you're not paying for all this water to be shipped around. It's going to cost $5 or $6 to ship this big container of water. It's a small 4-ounce glass bottle with a nice dropper in it, so you can easily measure out your drops and your dosage. And so, again, it's pure. It doesn't have any binders or fillers or colorings or juice is added. It's just the pure mineral concentrate. And Dave and I did a lot of research, and it met our standards. And so we just really are blessed to have met Rafi and to learn about the product and to have tested it in Europe with phenomenal results. And so we decided to bring it in and offer it, make a product offering in the United States for it. So unless you have any like summation or any comments you want to throw in at the end,
have questions from your members.
Yeah, we're gonna open up the lines for a couple of questions for a few moments. But I did want to make a couple of announcements before we did that. I just wanted to remind everyone again that we are going to be in New York this weekend. If you have not got your tickets already, you can call in. There's a few seats left at each venue. We're going to be in Long Island, New York on Thursday. That's tomorrow night. We're going to be in New Jersey at the Newark Airport on Friday night. We're going to be in Manhattan during the day on Saturday, and going to be in Brooklyn in the evening on Saturday. So if you have any last-minute reservations that you would like to make, please call in customer service and make those reservations, and we'll get you on the list, and you can pick your ticket up at the Will Call Station there at the event. Also, if you just joined us and you're in the New York viewing area, Dave is actually en route. He just arrived at the TV station there. He's going to be on an independent TV station, WNYX-TV, that broadcasts locally on Channel 35, and he's going to be on a program that airs from 11 to 1 a.m. this morning. So hopefully if you're in that area, you can tune in. Also, this program or this conference call is going to be available on the replay line, and the replay that'll be starting in the morning. And the replay line is available. I need to find this here, and I apologize by calling. I'm sorry. I had it in front of me, and it went away. The replay line is available by calling area code 212. Of course, it's not there, and I greatly apologize. I do not have the replay line in front of me. I will grab it in just a moment. It will be available on the replay line. It will also be available in members' back offices. You can log on to back offices, and it will be available on the Internet starting tomorrow, and I will grab the replay line number before we go. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines for questions, and feel free to ask Rafi a question about the new product, Ionic Elements, if you would like. Okay, great.
Hi, Rafi. I have three little quick questions. One, can you, with the ionic liquid ionic, can you make a big picture of that, or you just need to drink it as you're drinking it, like the 16-ounce?
You can do both. Actually, by adding to your distilled water, reverse osmosis water is one way of taking it. But if you really are serious about minerals, I would add the minerals in a higher concentration in 1 or 2 ounces of juice or liquid. And at that point, what I suggest, instead of just swallowing it immediately, that you squish it in your mouth for about 20 to 30 seconds. Because when you do that, it will penetrate the blood-brain barrier, and it will have a much more potent... Hello?
Yes, I'm listening. Mm-hmm.
Getting background noise there. So it is much more potent if you can keep it in your mouth for about 20 to 30 seconds. Because through the mucobucosa and the side lining of the cheeks of the mouth, it will penetrate the blood-brain barrier.
Okay. Okay, so it's not something that, so no pitcher, don't have it sitting.
No, I didn't say no pitcher, because if when you're drinking water or juice, just add a little bit to it, but just enough to where you don't taste, because you don't want to change the taste of your water to the point where it gets salty.
Okay.
You want to enjoy your water, enjoy your juice. You can add it to anything you can, as long as you can add it, but if you for a serious dosage, you want to keep it in your mouth for about 20, 30 seconds, which needs to be concentrated. As I said, in an ounce of or 2 ounces of water or juice.
Oh, okay. And my second quick question is, you mentioned something about dark water, keep it dark. Can you explain that?
Well, the optimum temperature for water is 39.2, which happens to be the same temperature water is underground. And also, water likes to be dark, again, as it is underground. Water does not like light, and water does not like heat.
Okay.
So if you want the optimum benefits of your water, you want to keep your water dark and cold.
Okay. And my third quick question is, if you have like your ladies days, I'll say, can you? I heard, I think Amy say earlier that you can put it like on any acne bumps or anything that you have, that you have breakouts during your menstrual cycles or whatever. Diluting it with water.
Correct. You can dilute it, and because you want to make sure you don't inflame the skin, so dilute it before you use. Again, it depends what kind of outbreaks one is having. It's being used in many different areas, but again, you have to really test before you use sensitive areas. It is used for insect bites. There are no problems for that. I mean, that's a no-brainer. It will stop the inflammation immediately.
Well, any kind of acne bumps that you get on the side or whatever?
Well, only after the acne has been popped, of course, because once the pimple head has come to, and once you've popped, then you would use it on there to keep the inflammation from spreading.
Oh, okay. And if
you will not keep the acne from happening, but it will keep the inflammation or the spread of it from happening.
Well, you don't have to necessarily pop it or anything. Can you just apply it if you see the bump on your face?
It's not going. I mean, I'm familiar with how acne works. There's nothing you can put on acne externally that will assist it, except by taking it internally, it could help take care of the hormonal imbalance, which will help the acne situation.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Sure. Do you have any other questions for
Ron? Yes, I have one.
Okay, great.
Is it okay? I want to say hello to Dave. How are you, buddy?
Not on now.
Is he there or he's not on?
He may have already gone into the studio.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll see him Friday anyway.
Awesome.
And I noticed that you you said you don't use any acid in the extraction process. That's very important.
Yes.
And you mentioned high vibrational. Now, did you measure the vibrational value from, say, let's give an example of 1 to 10? Did you come up with
We measure the vibration every step of the way.
Okay, what is the vibrational value
Main
of this?
Menu. To change your personal options, press 3.
Here, you know what, I'm going
to...
Okay, go ahead, Rafi. I muted the line again.
Yeah, okay, the numbers I will give will really mean nothing because it's our own internal numbers that we've given them. So it won't mean anything to the gentleman. So a good example is an encapsulation. If you have 20 different products mixed, blended together, all it takes is one wrong element mixed in the combination, and you will lose the vibrational value.
Exactly.
So it is crucial that you understand vibration, you understand how to test every step of the way and to see if the elements like each other and then how much of each to put in there and at what point. These are fine delicacies that, as we know, very few companies really pay attention to.
Exactly, and I honestly don't understand all the vibration, and that's what one of the things like that Dave and I are very open and honest. We are not experts in everything. Dave is an expert in whole foods and green foods and in nutritional supplements, and I've learned a lot over the years that I've been doing it, but this is not my expertise, and so what we, and nor is it Dave's, is minerals. And so what we do is we go out and we find someone that we trust. Like in this for this product, we trust Rafi. For our master amino complex, we trust Dr. Luca. And so we put our faith, we do our research, we do our due diligence, and then we don't have to become experts in everything, and we trust our suppliers. And so I don't fully understand the whole vibration concept.
Well, Amy, very simply, if you go to any, most people now are doing muscle testing, which is a crude way of testing because muscle testing is not a pure science, and there you're testing the vibration. So if you have any friends or doctors who use pendulum, that's another way of testing.
Exactly.
What I'm saying is our product, if you give it to your friends who are intuitives and they hold it, and they test it, they will tell you it tests very, very high.
Exactly, exactly. And I have been told that, and I completely believe it. I don't completely understand exactly how it works, but I do definitely believe it.
Even the packaging you use, if you put the same liquid minerals in the plastic packaging, it will ruin it. And I don't understand how all these multi-level companies are out there using plastic packaging.
Absolutely. So this is an amber glass, like as Rafi was talking about, you know, keeping it dark, keeping your water dark. And I think, you know, what like that means to me is I don't leave my water bottles out in my car. You know, I don't store it in the window, you know, at home. I keep it, if I buy a case of water, I keep the water in the, you know, in the cardboard box kind of thing. So we make sure that we've protected this. It's in an amber glass bottle, which is the, you know, the highest quality packaging that we could put.
It costs a little bit more, and it's a little more work for you to package, but in the long run, it's well worth the little extra effort of putting in glass.
Absolutely. Well, let me open back up the lines and see if we have another question.
Oh, God, I was trying to talk, and I didn't know you locked us out.
Oh, you know, there was a lot of background noise, so I apologize for that.
I said, boy, they don't like me.
I'm sorry.
No, you answered the question. That's what I really wanted to know, because I do a lot of vibrational therapy.
Yep.
And right. I'm going to try this product, and I'm going to definitely test it, and it sounds fantastic.
We've got very famous doctors, and this product has been tested by hundreds of holistic doctors.
I can't
name names right now, and I would say 90% of the doctors we work with are dowsers or muscle testing experts.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, in the eastern U.S., when we're dealing with the Christian fundamentalist groups, we always suggest muscle testing. No
right,
dowsers.
Right. So actually, I guess people will move toward this product, that their body would want this, you know. So it sounds like a product that's...
Even subconsciously, they will, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask a question?
Sure, go ahead.
I was wondering where you got this. Where is it derived from? Is it shilajit, or is it some other source?
The humic acid is not from shilajit. Humic acid is also a good source of fulvic and humic acid. This is from, as I mentioned earlier, from humic ore. Where shilajit comes from the Himalayan mountains, this is not. And shilajit is a good source of humic acid, fulvic acid, but there's not enough of it to do the kind of production we do, and it is very expensive, and it is not consistent. When you test different Indian importers, they will not be consistent. We actually control the mine. We control the vein, and in a mine you could have acres and acres of humic acid, and you'll have one vein that is really quality for human grade. The rest will be for animal grade, and then the rest for agricultural. So on an acres and acres of mine, you'll have one little vein that's pure quality to use for human grade.
Yeah, now the other question I have, a lot of things, if you do a search on fulvic acid, you say, well, ours is the best. Everyone says theirs is the best. And you say yours tests well. Have you done any comparisons with other products on the market or anything like
that? Well,
one
of the things that you can test fulvic acids for is the aluminum content. Some of them are very, very high in aluminum, and they shouldn't be. And their defense is, well, this is organic aluminum, so it's okay. Well, there's no reason for the aluminum to be high. So we don't have the aluminum problem, first of all. And second, again, most companies use acids to do the extraction. We don't. And when you use acids, you not only denature the product, very often you're getting elements from the humic ore that you don't really need. And the third problem is the preserving. All companies that are out there will use preservatives to preserve the fulvic acids. we do not use preservatives. We use vibrational techniques, and in this case, we're adding the minerals to it, so that alone will preserve it. So the fact that we're not adding preservatives is very, very important.
He's right up here asking.
Yeah, and I see some of the bottles, plastic and big bottles of high amounts of liquid with orange color or something.
Exactly.
So
benzoates. Look at the benzoates. They always have benzoates in there, citric acid and benzoates. Citric acid and benzoate have no place in liquid minerals, liquid supplements, especially when you're spending $30, $40 a bottle. There's no reason you should be buying water and benzoic acid and citric acid and sugars. High fructose corn syrup is added to most of the organic minerals in the marketplace.
And Amy, you said you tasted it. How does it taste? Does it have a sweetness to it, or
no? It does not have a sweetness. It's it tastes like when I added it to the water.
The milk and salad is sitting down.
Like a mineral
good
water,
for you.
Basically. It doesn't have too much of a taste at the at lower dilutions.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it's great tasting by any means.
You want to guzzle down.
Right.
This is a concentrate.
It is a concentrate.
If you take it straight, Amy, please tell everyone, don't put it on your tongue, put it under your tongue, because it will, in some people, it can have a burning sensation on their tongue because it's very strong. So if you are taking it straight, take 2-3 drops at a time under the tongue and squish it around, or put it in a little bit of water, and then you can add 10-20 drops. But if you're taking it straight, which a lot of people will, just put it under your tongue, and in about 5 seconds it'll dilute, so it'll be easy to squish around.
Oh, good. I'm glad you said that, because I'd be horrified, you know.
It makes you salivate, actually. I just put a few drops under my tongue, as Rafi was saying that, and it definitely, it's a salty sensation, and then it makes you begin to salivate, and then you can swish that around in your mouth.
Oh, okay.
Start using it for mouthwash. You can't go wrong with it.
Absolutely. Well, I want to be.
I have a question.
Okay. Great. One more question, and I need to be. We need to
need to know what the daily dose for that stuff.
Well, it varies.
How much can you eat?
Some of our doctors give a lot more than we suggest. We suggest around 60, 70, 80 drops, maybe. For higher doses, we have a doctor who has his patients over 200 drops, but these are chronically ill patients. The average consumer, anywhere between 50 and 60, 70 drops is sufficient a day.
And so, as Rafi said earlier, you're getting 2,400 drops per bottle, so if you did 60 drops a day, that's 40 days, so you're getting well over a month's supply. And again, it is the 4-ounce bottle is full retail, $36, so very economical for the benefits that you're going to be receiving from this. So I want to be respectful of Rafi's time. I told him from 6 to 7, and he has a wife and family that I know.
I don't mind. Really, it's okay.
Are you sure?
No, a couple more questions? No.
Okay,
sure,
great.
No problem.
Great. Do we have any other questions?
Yes,
yes. Do you have an email address I can send a question to?
If you send the email to info@phporder.com, we'll forward it to Rafi. And then he can respond, and then we'll send it back to you.
Hello,
Mary.
I have a question, please.
Yes, could I ask a question? Is it good for pain?
Yes, it is. Magnesium by itself is very good for pain. So magnesium with all these 72-plus minerals, depending, again, what kind of pain and what the cause of the pain, it will have a positive effect on pain, yes.
All right, thank you.
That's the beauty of it. Once it helps with pain, you have a customer for life.
Absolutely.
Arthritis too, Rafi?
Yes.
Rafi, may I ask you, all the information that you have given us is very valuable and interesting. Is it possible that it could be put in writing and in a brochure? Or it would be very useful to have all this information in writing.
We are going to be putting together a brochure about the ionic elements.
That would be great.
Yeah, it's not quite ready yet, but it'll be posted on the website first, and then we will be printing a brochure to go along with it.
Oh, fantastic.
Maybe not everything that was covered tonight, but we'll try to get as much in there as we can.
So $36 is the retail. What's the wholesale?
Well, Well, the wholesale, typically if...
25% less.
It, right, for a member.
Plus 15% rebate.
Exactly. Exactly.
Boy, pretty soon you're going to owe me money.
Would they
That's
be
a good price. That's a very good price.
I have a question. Is it good for arthritis since it makes you more affluent?
Of course it is. Of course it is. And then the two groups of people that will feel the effects immediately are chronically ill and sports people, because they're both pushing their body to the limits.
Well, let's talk about sports for just a moment. I have a question because I work out a lot. So if you are an athlete or if you go to the gym, when would you recommend taking it?
You should take it before and after.
Okay, like just like immediately prior to the workout?
Correct.
Or
you take it before and then squish it around your mouth in a concentrated form and swallow, and it will give a huge boost of energy.
Oh, awesome.
And then afterwards you take to help the lactic acid build up in the liver.
Exactly. Okay, great.
It will help recover faster. We have teams that will take the minerals because they have to play the next day again. They cannot afford to fall asleep. We have college students who are on teams, and they have to do homework. They can't just sleep for another day, or they can't hibernate. So this will allow the liver to function because the liver goes into shock after exercise.
Exactly.
What are the results that people get with taking this? I mean, you know, sick people do, but... What are some of the most dramatic results you've seen in the past?
Well, as I said, you have 300 biochemical reactions. So when you have a person, and the people that are you can notice the quickest are hypoglycemic and hyperglycemic, which means high sugar and low sugar, and they're much more they're out there much more than we think. That means their mood elevation problems will not happen. They won't get angry and as easy as they would normally. They won't get nervous when they're hungry. They're able to concentrate in longer meetings, longer tests. They're able to survive longer and longer exercises. So even if a person is not chronically ill, these are some of the benefits of it.
You drive for a long time, you're just sitting down sedentary and you're driving for 3 or 4 hours and you're getting tired. This a dose of this stuff help wake you up or just give
it
you...
It will definitely help because what it does, the minerals will go right to the brain because it's in liquid form. Just keep it in your mouth for a good 20-30 seconds and you will feel the difference immediately.
Does this do anything for hot flashes as well, Rafi?
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. We have many, many cases of hot flash. This will help with menopausal problems.
Oh, correct. What about for cancer?
Well, it helps build bones. It helps muscle. We have mothers who breastfeed who take it. We have mothers who are pregnant who take it. But we have to be careful what we say. But in this bottle, you'll notice we will not say if you're pregnant, advice would ask your doctor. We don't say that on this because we don't feel it's necessary. There's just no side effects from it for a pregnant mother or a nursing mother.
So but Rafi, if you take minerals, your body is more likely to work on everything else you're taking because you need minerals to process all these other elements that you're eating, green foods and such.
Especially if the person is already low in minerals, correct. If a person is healthy, they shouldn't have a problem, but as I mentioned earlier, the teenage years are probably our only healthy years.
That was scary.
So, Rafi, there are no contraindications?
No.
No. And
none.
So, I mean, because we are talking about ionic minerals and trace minerals, it's going to work for every aspect of health.
Correct. The only contraindication is esophagus problems. If a person has acid reflux or they've damaged their GI tracts, You want to ask them to dilute it dramatically.
And we talked about the topical application on the skin. You need to test a small area before you apply it and dilute it before applying it to an
Especially
open.
In the facial areas. And the rest of the body, usually there shouldn't be a problem. But again, even with essential oils, we always suggest that you apply in a small area before. And it will give a little itchiness because of the minerals, but that's normal. Again, use it in areas if you have a skin bite or athlete's foot. Just put it on the area; it will help burn and keep it from spreading. So it's not the kind of cream you put on the body because it's not going to feel great. You use it in areas that are already infected or have problems.
this will have this with the liquid ionic. The booklet will come with it, saying all its uses.
We have to be very careful because we can't cross those FDA lines. We can't give, quote, medical advice. We're not physicians. So we will say as much as we can in the literature.
Oh, okay. The nice thing about this, Amy, and for all your distributors, you can make the magnesium claims. And magnesium has been around and studied for over 250 years now. So if you make the magnesium claims, which there's quite a bit of them, right, just there alone, you'll be fine. And just stick to magnesium. The folic acid is hard to make those claims, but if you just look up magnesium, there's just so many things that magnesium is good for, especially magnesium chloride. There's not going to be any shortage of attributes and claims.
How much should you dilute it before applying to the skin?
Water. I heard a question about skin.
You said you dilute it before applying to the skin. What kind of dilution?
You don't have to dilute it, but you can in the beginning just to see if you're in any way react to it or get itchiness from it. Usually if you're putting on an area where there's an insect bite, I just put a drop right on the area, let it burn.
What about ulcerated open sores, like, for instance, that someone who had diabetes would have on their leg?
Correct. I would put on gauze, and you could dilute it with a little bit of distilled or reverse osmosis water. I would still dilute it a little bit because it will burn a little more than you'd want it to.
But it should help improve the healing?
It will help the electrical charge in the area, because one of the problems you have with diabetics, there's not enough circulation. So this will help the circulation of minerals and oxygen in the area.
About diluting it in aloe vera liquid?
Well, you could. You can do that. Aloe vera liquids, I'm not too crazy about, because they usually use preservatives to preserve aloe vera. And they use enzymes to process aloe vera. If you have aloe vera, get the leaf, crack the leaf, and then put that on your skin with the minerals, then I'd like. Aloe vera juices I'm not impressed with. Because usually the long sugar chains dissipate, because the enzymatic reactions in aloe vera will change the long sugar chains, the allomucopolysaccharides, to short chain.
Right.
So you don't really get the benefits you think. But if you have an aloe vera plant in your backyard, now you're talking. Get that, break the skin of the aloe vera, put it on there, put some minerals, you got yourself great medicine.
Ralph, what about shingles?
Oh, that's a good one.
Shingles is more internal, so I mean, it will help in the immediate area, but you need to really help the liver. So you want to be careful making claims with shingles.
Okay.
Because it's just like psoriasis, it's not just external. There's liver condition going on.
Yeah, for shingles, you definitely want to try maybe the Virusure product. Right.
So
the two. Right.
So it needs internal and external. You can't just do external with shingles.
Yes. Exactly. Right.
What about
the job for psoriasis?
I'm sorry?
It won't do the job just topically for psoriasis. I would need to take...
Nothing will work for psoriasis by itself. You have to do external and internal. You have to take care of the liver. Because when the liver goes into shock, the psoriasis takes over and spreads. So it's a combination, internal and external, with psoriasis.
Exactly.
But it will help the symptoms, but it won't get rid of the problem.
Get rid of the root cause. No. Well, Rafi, thank you so much for being on the line.
One last question.
I've been waiting, Amy.
Thank you for waiting. This is Lori.
I want to ask, what about for an autistic adult, like 30 years old, how would be the dosage and how many times a day?
Okay, I missed the first part. The dosage for the minerals, how much to take a day?
Yeah, for an autistic 30 years old.
For an autistic. Actually, we have had success with autistic children, but you have to be careful with autistic children. They usually have leaky gut problems or esophagus problems. So, and usually autistic children are very, very picky. So you want to mix it with their juice.
And beans?
And anything you can hide it in, they won't take it straight. that's for sure. But you will see very positive reactions with them, but you need to dilute it. I don't know if the child has esophagus problems and leaky gut problems. Those are common problems for autistic children. If they do, then just dilute it with a juice. And make sure that the juice is not high sugar juice as possible, more neutral as possible.
Can be with the greens, with the kamut.
Greens are much better than juices, yes.
Yeah,
greens
you can definitely mix it with your green
greens.
Mm-hmm.
She takes greens. But then lately she was saying that my sister, because all the way in Romania, she told me that she felt like nauseating feeling, so maybe something from that. That will be the gallbladder or be the esophagus.
They're nauseated from taking what product?
No, no. It's like she felt like she had this sensation of nauseating lately. So my sister doesn't know what to do because they cannot take blood tests in her. They don't let. She doesn't let nobody to do blood tests in her.
Oh wow.
It's a good example in a multi-level situation. You can't give advice without especially without knowing all the details, and even if you do, because you can't practice medicine in America, so you have to be so careful.
Exactly.
You have to be so careful because they will only get everybody in trouble. So you have to. It's usually better to just excuse yourself.
Right.
How many drops she will have during the day hidden in the green? How many drops?
Well, we suggest, as I said earlier, 50 to 70, 80 drops our maximum. But we have doctors using 200 to 250 drops a day for acutely ill patients. And when I interviewed them, they were not getting diarrhea even at that level. So if a situation is chronic, you can give them more.
Right. Yeah. Amy, can you put this in food, these drops? Is it just liquid, or can you put them in food?
Oh.
Well, as long as you don't ruin your taste of your food, go ahead.
Right. but we're running out of time here, and I just want to thank Rafi so much for being on the line with us. This was awesome, awesome information. We will definitely would love to have you back sometime for a follow-up on this, and there's so much information. I'm sure
once everyone is already taking it and they have more specific questions, it'll be then we can take more specific situations.
I'll give you my testimony.
So you can put it in your oatmeal.
I wouldn't because it's kind of salty. It might change the taste of your food.
The best place to put it is in your distilled or reverse osmosis water. It will actually make it taste better. As I said, we actually use this to activate water for water companies.
Well, great. I want to remind everybody this call is going to be available on the replay line starting tomorrow. I have that replay line number now. It's 212-461-8911. Again, it will be available on the internet, on phporg.com, also in members' back offices. So I want to thank everybody for being with us tonight. We look forward to seeing everybody out at the New York events, the Massachusetts events, and the South Carolina events in the upcoming weeks. And if you're in the New York area, hopefully you can tune in to Channel 35 tonight on WNYX, see David on TV. And also if you're in the New York area, we'll be in some local newspapers as well, the Long Island Press, as well as the New York Press, the Health and Fitness Guide, which came out today. So thank you again, Rafi, for being on with us tonight, and thank you everybody for taking time out of your busy schedules to learn about our brand new exciting product, Ionic Elements. And it will be available for ordering and shipping first thing next week. So thank you again, and I hope everybody has a wonderful night.
Okay.
Thank you.